producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Was it a blood moon Sunday for you? A lot of people intrigued by what happened with the eclipse and this enormous moon that hung over in some pretty beautiful places. Don't know if you had a chance to check it out and look up into the sky. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, no matter where your moon hangs in this world. We're here every single day on ATN, and we're talking about it all. So whether it's moons or popes or politicians, we have it. And we're going to dive into that right out of the gate. The folks in Washington are deciding what to do government shutdown-wise. Here we go again. It seems like the same old tired conversation. John Boehner bails on that. He doesn't have to worry about that. Now it's all about who the successor is, because his sudden resignation took a lot of people off guard. He had served as Speaker of the House since 2011. He told colleagues in a closed-door meeting on Friday morning he would leave at the end of October. A lot of shock through the chamber. Digesting the news. Who is going to replace him? In line, the natural choice would be the House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California. Doesn't mean it will be. Means it could be. He's in a good place to grab the gavel, but it doesn't mean it's a definite. He's part of the establishment. He has good relationships with some of the newer members. Many he helped recruit. That could help. Or is it somebody completely different that somehow jumps into the fray here? That's why I say you never know. There is a special conference meeting over the weekend. There was Congressman Peter Roskam from Illinois called for that meeting to have that conversation and not let it get away. Boehner's exit means there's an opening for probably the more conservative wing of the House caucus, I would think. There was a lot of pressure from some of his colleagues that were more conservative to take a different kind of stance on issues like Obamacare and even the export-import bank deal. If you think about 2013, the government in a partial shutdown because of the deadlocked on funding the Affordable Care Act, certainly showed then that there was a chasm, a divide, a whatever in the Republican Party. Most recently, the funding for Planned Parenthood has been the big issue. And that's partly tied to a possible government shutdown. So Boehner's out, somebody else is in. Thumbs up or thumbs down? What say you, America? Fair or foul, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Let's jump from the woes of the politicians and what's next to Pope Francis, who left Philadelphia, I think, on a high note after spending time in Washington and New York. An open-air mass, they say well over a million people were there. I had quite a lot of friends who were there, sent me a lot of pictures. It was jammed with people. I don't have any doubts that there were numerous people, too many to count to know for sure. But the one thing he did before he left the United States, which was so key to me, Pope Francis was in meeting with people who had been abused by priests, and he did that. And he said he was sorry for what had happened, and he talked about it. And I think that's a good thing, because that was missing in this trip. Before the Mass, he talked about that, and that was good. That needed to happen, maybe even in a bigger way, but at least it happened. Instead of, he leaves, we don't pay attention to that, and that's it. There were some really wild things that happened on this visit, too. And because I knew people in all three places, I got pictures, some crazy pictures. One where the Pope was driving down the street, and it was like an offshoot street, and someone I knew was walking down the street in New York, and they sent me a picture. You could see the car, I should post that too, the car blowing by and the Pope just raising his hand out the window. So there weren't people lining the streets there. It was just the road they took where he was away from people in the streets. So go figure. But knowing that people were looking at the car, he made the gesture. He made the gesture. So, as so many debate religion and the role of all kinds of religions in this country, the Pope's visit was interesting. One of the craziest shots I think I saw from the whole week, and then somebody wrote what was in the bag. He had a, he left the papal plane. He was carrying his own bag. It was kind of looked like a briefcase. And they say in the briefcase, the bag had an electric razor, a prayer book, a novel, a rosary, and a toothbrush. So the Pope traveling light on his own special plane. So how about that? Security was tight. We talked about that heading in to the week. FBI agents spent weeks going over reports and sources and patterns and trying to foreshadow a potential threat against Pope Francis during his visit. Nothing happened, thank goodness. You had intelligence units from the FBI, Secret Service, New York Police Department, and others that were monitoring everything from social media and everything else across the board. It was a good visit. There wasn't a problem, thank goodness, because we didn't need that to happen in the United States. And for my purposes, for me, what he had to do was say something about what had happened to so many people and not ignore the abuse that went on. And he did do that. I thought he wasn't going to do it. And I thought, wow, you got to be kidding. But you know what? He did. For what it's worth, he did. And he had some strong statements about it, too. There's no question. No question at all. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, besides diving into all of what I've mentioned at the top, we've got some odds and ends for you that include the follow-up to that crazy, horrible duck boat accident that unfortunately led to too many deaths. The National Transportation Safety Board has said what they believe was part of this fatal accident in Seattle. We're going to talk about that. So hang with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
The late Yogi Berra, former New York Yankees baseball great, is often credited for giving us the phrase, "It's deja vu all over again." Whether Yogi or someone else coined the phrase, it and Bill Murray's movie Groundhog Day, where every day is a repeat of the same day over and over, remind us that many things continue to occur again and again. And it doesn't matter whether it's Groundhog Day or deja vu, U.S. government shutdowns are one of those items that just won't stop happening no matter how much we wish they'd go away. From 1976 until today's date as I'm recording this, the United States government has shut down 18 times, just a little less than once every other year on average. But let's start with this question. What the heck is a U.S. government shutdown anyway? Join us again for what really happens. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
All right, so government shutdowns, yeah, on the horizon perhaps, and John Boehner bailing as the Speaker of the House. Lots of reactions to that. I think he kind of spoiled the Pope's party in a way. The Pope was, I believe, what he knew was the crowning achievement. He wanted to have the Pope speak to both chambers, and the Pope did, and then it was time for him to step aside, and he did, and thank goodness, because he had worn out his welcome, and in my mind, he needed to bolt out of there, because he had no spine in the end. It didn't start out that way, but quickly it morphed into it. I'm sure Dan in Texas has his own opinion. Let's go out to Dan. Hello, Dan. I know he's there. 1-1000. This is like peekaboo. 2-1000. Hey. Ah, there he
hey.
Is. Yes.
Are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to find out what you thought about the great religious revival from the far Arctic North, clear down to the tip of Tierra del Fuego with the Pope's visit.
I think the Pope is just somebody who has opinions sometimes that make no sense to me when they're political. The key thing for me was coming into the United States, he needed to say something about all the pedophilia, and it's never enough, no matter what the Catholic Church says. There was just so many lives that were damaged. So do I think he reignited religious conversation or Catholicism? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes, just all across the board.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did. I think he certainly did for some Catholics, and I think that even beyond Catholics, I don't know, there's something about being the Pope, and especially this Pope, I guess, that draws people to him. There's kind of a weird iconic thing with the Pope, which in some ways is a little odd, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. And I'm
so that's what I would say. I would say that at least he addressed it. At least he addressed the pedophilia that had to happen, and he did.
Okay.
I think the funniest thing that happened was Mark Wahlberg, I guess, was on the stage when he was in Philly, and the Pope was right there, and he said something about the Pope or whatever, and then he screamed, "Go Eagles." So go figure. Like the Pope, "Go Eagles! Go Eagles!" And then the crowd went wild.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Okay, now to get to politics. I don't care whether it's McCarthy or whoever as far as them putting in a new speaker. We're going to retire a great many people with this upcoming election if there isn't a staunch conservative that votes conservative and fights like Cruz does.
Yeah.
Then the rest of them are going to find themselves unemployed. I'm not kidding you. I've been talking to my Tea Party people, and we all agree. We're going to vote out even incumbents if they don't start towing the conservative line. With no more of this going along to get along. We're tired of that. We want to fight the Democrats, and if they want a filibuster, make them stand on the floor and talk for the 24 hours straight that a filibuster is supposed to do. Make them stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk and call their damn bluff. And the next time they want to do it, do the same damn thing again. I guarantee you, two or three times of that, we'll wear them down to where we can get things done our way.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, yeah, I agree. And this is the first step in that direction. I mean, Boehner had to go, so he did everybody a favor.
I'm happy to see Boehner go. Well, listen, I don't want to take up much of your time. I'm going to let you go, but I just wanted to kind of touch base with you and put in my two cents on that as well. And I'm glad that we both agree on what the Pope visit has meant to us all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Dana. We'll talk to you later in the week. I am certain of it. Grim is also on the line. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Well, how'd we do on the takes?
Yeah. You think anybody won? Are you kidding me? Did you perhaps see that game by any chance? Tampa and the Houston Texans?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, that game. I mean, just, you know, Snoresville for the most of the day, that to me was one of the more boring games, I would say. And Tampa lost. Houston won. 19-9 was the final score. Nobody had 19-9. You know, all the way around, we had different scores. You had Texas winning it 24-13. You know, we had a lot of people that picked the Texans, but nobody came close to the Tampa Bay score especially.
Yeah. Well, I still picked the winner there. I didn't think that.
That's right. You picked the winner.
You know, I've got 11 winners so far. You know, I nailed one score.
You did one that was off the air, right?
Yeah, a score, not the score, or say the score. I didn't nail the score. I just nailed a score.
Yes.
With Oakland. I told you they're going to be a headache from the start.
And they have been a headache. You are absolutely right about that. Another win for Oakland, beating Cleveland, and by a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And first they had the comeback, which nobody figured.
Right. You're right.
And they probably picked them to lose this game, most people. But, you know, I'm sitting here going ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah, that was a good call.
And
you're right.
This is just the third week.
Yes.
The real hard ones are going to be in the sixth.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the fun starts.
Yeah, when you try to figure it out and it gets tougher in the division. Absolutely.
But the AFC is still strong. They're still strong. AFC is still stronger
absolutely.
Than the NFC.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The NFC's only got the South, and then the other divisions inside of it are weak.
Yeah, I agree.
But I tell you what do you think would be the two things that any of the candidates in the Republican Party could do that would be a sure shoe-in?
A sure shoe-in for them to win the nomination?
And both you and I agree upon this. We've agreed many a time.
Well, you know, here's the problem. I say, what do you want in a president? And how about somebody that's real, that's authentic, that's not a puppet for somebody else? And you can tell when somebody's real. I can tell when I talk to somebody, when I talk to someone on the phone, when I talk to someone over the air, when I meet people, somebody who's real and they're not dominated by puppets that are trying to control them, somebody who's authentic and somebody who has a backbone and can stand up to the politics that has got us stuck in Washington, D.C. You need somebody who's not part of that process, but they have to be somebody that can work in the process, because you're stuck with that. We have three branches of government, and it's not a king that we're electing, and you'd have to be able to do that. But I think that's why Donald Trump is resonating with people, because he's saying, hey, I'm going to fix the taxes. Hey, I'm going to build a wall, and it's going to be a good-looking wall. It's not going to be some crappy, useless, crummy wall that we've had before.
But and he'll give in. He's not real, Kate. He'll give in.
Yeah, he'll give in.
But what would shoe him or any of the other candidates in? Because trying to find a real one, you're not going to really find a real one.
Yeah.
I agree with you on everything you said, but I've never seen one.
Brutal, huh?
Anywhere down the line, you know, all the way down to the city garbage collector. But anyhow, if a candidate get up there and say that I'm going to have term limits of 4 years no matter who you are, because it's got to be two constitutional things.
Oh, yeah. You
term
and I talked
limit.
About that last time, yeah. Oh, I
term
totally
limit.
Agree with that. Yep, yep.
And get rid of the
electorate. Yeah. I say that all the time. You're absolutely right. You and I both agree on that. I'm really trying to fight for that whole term limit thing. In fact, a friend of mine wants to hire a lawyer to really create a big movement about term limits. You'll hear more about that down the line if we can jump in and do that. But I really think, Grim, you're right. Electoral college, I've said that all along, and the same thing with term limits. Hang with us, everybody.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Different directions, because I feel that here on America Tonight, as much as we can jam on the politicians in Washington, there are other things that are happening that affect our lives, including when you have these cockamamie drivers in these duck boats in this fatal crash. Go figure, the investigators say that over the weekend, the amphibious tour vehicle that collided with the bus on the Seattle Bridge had an axle that was sheared off. When the axle broke, they don't know for sure whether it was the factor, but when it broke, it definitely caused havoc. For what reason it happened, they don't know any of that. You had four students that were killed, 50 other people were injured, some of them pretty serious. 15 are still in the hospital. 5 in critical condition, 10 stable, barely stable. And you see the debris from that, and it's frightening. And I think to myself, you know, these amphibious duck, like, how do I describe them? They are kind of like cool Jeep / boats. I mean, it's amphibious. It's what they used in World War II. And I can say that I have been on many of them. My nephew in Philly wanted to go on them all the time. Aunt Kate, you know, when he was 3 and 4. And of course, I obliged. We went on the boat. And then there was an accident in Philadelphia where people drowned. It was nowhere near the time that we had been on them. And I did it in Boston. And I did it in fabulous Wisconsin Dells. I was there for a wedding, and it might have been one of the coolest hookups of all because, you know, you get to see sights in the area, and then you're up above, and suddenly you're in the water, and it's pretty cool. But now it makes me wonder about whether or not they're refurbished correctly or not. So in this case, in Seattle, they say it had been refurbished, but in 2005, it had a new engine, a new chassis, all that kind of stuff. But there's something going on. They're examining that. Of course, that's what they have to do to try to figure it out, to try to figure out what happened. It happened when the boat with 30 tourists crossed the six-lane Aurora Bridge, which basically connects downtown Seattle and another neighborhood, the Fremont area, they call it. The bus had these students on it, and they were on an outing to see places in Seattle. So it was certainly disastrous. And a lot of them were from other places. I mean, what do they say? They're stopping the duck rides for now, and they're trying to figure it out. And I mean, it's an accident, but it makes me wonder, okay, is there more to this accident than meets the eye? And it is a very cool thing, like I said. If you had come to Philadelphia, if you had come to, you know, the places where I rode it, the Midwest, they're all over the place now. I don't know how many states have them in the different areas, but it's not just a few places, it's many more because they're so popular that people must have bought the franchises and decided, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be part of this whole thing. I know they do it in Austin, Texas, and I bet you there's at least 25 or 30 places in the United States alone that do it, for sure. All right, we didn't mention sports too much, just when Grimm asked if anybody had nailed the score. If you don't know what he's talking about, nail the score is a really fun thing we do. You're not going to win Powerball money, but bragging rights and a computer and a few other really cool things. So pretty darn good if you nail the score. Not easy to do. We randomly picked the game of the week in the NFL. The computer picks it, so you don't have to give me any garbage. Why are we picking Philly? Why are we picking the Cowboys? Why are we picking Denver? It doesn't matter what the game is. Then you come up with a guess who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. So nobody nailed the 19-9 score. Nobody got that Houston beat Tampa. That didn't happen. But somebody has a good chance to win this, and it's just a random guess. You just have to say who you think the team is and, you know, who's going to win it and what that score is. And maybe someone will get lucky. My guess, so you know, was Tampa Bay 21-17, so I couldn't have been more wrong. And actually, for me, it was a very rough week in the NFL. Here's what I wanted to tell you. For Pittsburgh, for you Steeler fans, I know that there's a bunch of you out there because you email me. The Steelers beat St. Louis 12-6, but you know what happened? Ben Roethlisberger left the game with something wrong with his knee. He was carted off the field. That's a huge story. And Michael Vick was in. And he was just picked up a couple of weeks ago. So Michael Vick was in. He held down the fort, and Pittsburgh won. But he may be in a lot more if Roethlisberger especially is out for the season. Who knows if he is or not. They have to do an MRI. Also of note, Deflategate fans, I think that Tom Brady is on fire. I think he is so furious by the whole Deflategate thing that he is like Superman with the football. He is going to throw every pass he can until his arm falls off. New England pounded Jacksonville, as of course they should have, but 51-17. There should be like a mercy rule. Please, please don't pound them anymore. And it was his 400th pass, touchdown pass in that game. So all kinds of history on the Patriots side. But I think the Patriots, the way they're playing, and again, even if it's softball teams or situations, their production is incredible. And I think it's because of what happened. I think that, you know, when somebody, when you think you've been done wrong and then you get fired up, are you like that? You know what I'm saying? Somebody accuses you of something or something happens where you're working and you just are enraged and it's like this burning fire in you. You feel it in your gut and it's going all the way up. And for some people, that ignites their performance. It makes them just do unbelievable things that they kept saying in their head they couldn't do before. And he was doing those things, but he's doing it times 10. So I think there is something to that. I do. I think there's something to this, too. How do you steal? Let me ask you this question. How do you steal 4 million pounds of citrus without paying for it? How do you get away with that? I mean, what is that about? There was a man in Florida who stole 4 million pounds of citrus. That equals more than $500,000 worth of produce. The owner of the Ryder Citrus Company had contracts with several grove companies, right? And a resident to buy and remove citrus from their land, but he never paid for the fruit. So as it turned out, Ryder didn't even have a license to deal citrus. Oh, that's nice. Not even a license. So he entered into a grove without permission, removed 180 boxes of citrus, gave them a check worth only half of the actual value of the fruit. So, of course, he was arrested and booked. And he faces a whole bunch of charges. What do you face when you steal that kind of fruit? Scheme to defraud, grand theft, dealing citrus without a license. It's not good. 4 million pounds of fruit. Are you kidding? How did he think that he was going to get away with that? Sometimes there's those duh moments that make absolutely no sense, right? So here's the thing. Fiorina, as we bounce back to politics for a minute, is now number 2 behind Trump in one poll. So, they say all the world's a stage. And the stage for her at the debate apparently worked because it got people talking about her. Do I think she becomes the president of the United States? No. Do I think she gets the nomination? No. I think it is also very odd that she's in San Antonio giving a speech, and guess what happened? The stage collapsed around her. You can't make that stuff up. Luckily, it didn't suck her into it, but all around her, the stage, like, fell apart. I'm thinking, who put that together? You have a presidential candidate there. I don't know. Haphazardly, they threw this together. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get it up. Put it up no matter what. Just get it up. We need to have it up. Oh, my gosh. They're coming. They're coming. You have to have a stage. But not one that collapses on top of you. And that's what happened to Carly Fiorina. And depending on what poll it is, second or third, doesn't matter. She's showing up and she wasn't showing up before. That's why the debates are important. Important for people who are running and who want to stay significantly higher in the minds of Americans, and also want to have some time to explain their positions. Let's hear about their positions. Donald Trump is coming out with his on Monday. What do you think it talks about? It talks about taxes. Remember the first Bush, read my lips? Oof, what an enormous mistake that was. Hang with us.
The sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com. For a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For our last run through this hour of America tonight, if you want to be a part of the show, you want to throw in your 2 cents about John Boehner, absolutely, 855-266-5283, so flip me a call, or send me an email, americatonight.net for that matter. Maybe you live in the 140-character world. If you do, you can tweet me, Kate Delaney, at Real Radio Talk, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. A lot of people are starting to do that, so I think Twitter's catching on. I think it has caught on, but some people are like, wow, I don't want another space to have to play in. But a lot of news is broken by Twitter, and sometimes people's careers are blown up by Twitter. Donald Trump was on 60 Minutes. He did an interview with Scott Pelley. I watched the whole interview. And in the interview, he talked about his tax reform plan. He didn't give a lot of details. But he said that there would be many Americans who would have a zero rate. He also said he's going to revive the economy. He also said he'd replace Obamacare with insurance for everybody. He also talked about building a wall that was a pretty wall, not an ugly wall, and an effective wall, because he could do that. He also talked about bringing jobs back from overseas, and that would fund part of this whole tax thing. Somebody said to me in the last couple of days, is he just talking out of you know where? Is he just shooting anything out? Is that what it is? Is it like he thinks he's on an episode of The Apprentice? And I have to say, I don't think so from necessarily. But what does he back it up with? And maybe there's going to be more details in this Monday plan that comes out. But I think people are tired of the same old politicians. So that's why Trump has been intriguing. That's why thousands of people fill an arena in Dallas or fill a stadium in Alabama. Let's see what the tax plan shows us on Monday. So the wealthy would be taxed more. The middle and lower classes cuts. Corporate taxes would be lowered. Well, I've said that all along. Why don't we lower the corporate tax and bring the companies back that way? So that there would be some incentive to grow the economy. And Trump wouldn't give out specific details, but he did say, hey, a large segment of the country is going to have a zero rate. Right now, people in lower brackets, some of them don't pay income taxes already. But he's saying that number would become even bigger. But where do we get the money from then coming in? You could tell that Scott Pelley was a little bit skeptical because he kind of kept coming back at him with the whole trade thing. And he said, we don't have the power to devalue the Chinese currency, the yuan. He said he would be in violation of the North American Free Trade Agreement if he prevented American companies from building plants in Mexico. Trump said NAFTA should be renegotiated or just trashed. Because every agreement has an end. Every agreement has to be fair. Every agreement has a defraud clause. We're being defrauded by all these countries. He said he's worked with politicians his whole career. He's going to work with Congress just like that. But he donated to campaigns. As president, he can't do that. He'd have to befriend members of Congress without that. So it was an interesting conversation, to say the least. Ben Carson is getting a bump thanks to Trump. In the one of the polls, he was neck and neck with him. Who do you think's more presidential? Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, or Ben Carson? You know, I like some of what Ben Carson says, but talk about someone who is, I think, way out in the wilderness. I think Carson is. He has some good ideas. He's been involved a little bit politically, but he does not fit the bill. He does not. For somebody who wants to be president, I would say absolutely ixnay. He does not make it. However, if Trump were to dump out at some point, it's not happening now, who takes away the Trump factor? Who takes away what Trump built up? Is it the big-time conservatives? Is it people in the party that lean a little more centrist? Who benefits? But I think he's dug his heels in. And I think if he can stay in, and especially if he continues to stay at the top of the pack, even if he's challenged a little bit, I think Trump, there's an aphrodisiac about power, and I think Trump, he knows this. His whole life has been about the wheeling and dealings of real estate in Manhattan and the ups and downs in a tough economy. And he realizes the power of branding, and he has branding. People know the name Donald Trump. When you say his name, they know exactly who you're talking about. And how many people can say that? It's a handful of people, right? Maybe three dozen. And Hillary Clinton continues to be part of the conversation, but it's really about, is Hillary Clinton going to be around, or does she jump out of the race because of what's going on with the emails? I think she's hanging around. I think she's hanging around unless somebody pushes her completely out of the race. Biden, if Biden gets in there, would he have enough juice? Would he and his wife have enough juice to turn over what's already been dug up? I'm going to say no. In the beginning, yes, but then it'll be pushed over the top. So you have Donald Trump, who shoots from the hip, and you have Vladimir Putin, who also shoots from the hip. And he sat down with Charlie Rose and did an interview. All of a sudden, whether it's Stephen Colbert, whether it's 60 Minutes, we are overrun with stories about politicians. And, of course, they're all sucking up the airtime as they should. So the Putin interview that aired on 60 Minutes this past Sunday said that he supports legitimately elected governments and accused the United States of doing the opposite in places like the Ukraine and Syria. Charlie Rose interviewed Putin. Specifically, he talked about, or at least Charlie Rose was digging for, his support for Syrian President Bashar Assad, rather, who we oppose in the United States. Rose said it best. He said the United States sees Assad as someone who kills his own people. Putin argued that the United States backs terrorists because they want to overthrow Assad. And the answer is somewhere in between, I think. The United States backs the Free Syrian Army in a three-way war against the Assad regime, the Islamic State, and the FSA. Putin, by the way, is addressing the United Nations on Monday. No rest for the weary, huh? On Monday, and denied he wants Russia to play a bigger role in the world as a goal itself. Think about that. He said that in part because he said, you are in part a major power because of the nuclear weapons you have. You are a force to be reckoned with. Wow. Think about it. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.